This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Protesters were back on the streets of Hong Kong today near the Chinese border, again calling for the proposed extradition bill to China to be finally killed, an end to police violence, and a change in what activists say is a lax police attitude toward gangs that brutalized demonstrators last Sunday when 45 people suffered injuries, some severe. Reporting for VOA, Aaron Hale says, after standing back for a few hours, Hong Kong police moved in.
The protests in Yuen-Long are starting to die down as protesters head home for the evening. This is very different from where things were about 2 hours ago, where police were firing tear gas at protesters and pushing them back from several different protest sites around the district. There were a few clashes in one area between protesters and police. They were pepper sprayed by police as they attempted to defend themselves with, you know, umbrellas and sticks. However, it seems that police attempts to push them back have not totally succeeded. There are still some hardline protesters remaining, but many people have gone home for the night.
That was Aaron Hale reporting for VOA. A balcony collapsed overnight inside a South Korean nightclub in the town where the World Swimming Championships are being held, Gwangju. Two South Korean men are reported killed. 16 people were injured, including 8 athletes. They included 3 Americans, 2 from New Zealand, and 1 each from the Netherlands, Italy, and Brazil. Officials say at least one of the nightclub's owners and club staff have been detained for questioning about possible illegal renovations at the site. To stay up to date with all the day's news, you can go online to voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Bahrain today put to death 3 men convicted of terrorism. The executions were carried out